Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. It's the Rad Reality Show. Tonight, we have a super guest. It's Cornfed. Michelle will be joining me in a second. And what a weekend for reality TV. We had some good shows this weekend. And we had some good week of reality shows. And if you haven't heard the news, we'll tell you what's going on the Rad Reality Show, too. So fasten your seatbelts. Get yourself ready, refresh the room, and let's get the Manic Monday going.
Just another Manic Monday. Wish it was Sunday. That's my Sunday. I don't have to run day. Just another Manic Monday. Wish it was Sunday. That's my Sunday. Just another Manic Monday.
Hi, this is Melody.
And this is Kathy.
And we're from VH1's Frank the Entertainer.
In a basement affair. And we just spent a really hot evening on the Rad Reality Show.
Hey, Michelle.
What's going on, Ron?
Not much.
Happy Manic Monday.
Yes, happy Manic Monday. This is the place to be.
That's right, always.
It's a little short right now. You guys, where is everyone? I wonder if people are having a hard time getting in. I am looking forward now to talk to Cornfed.
You are? Why is that?
I see she's a Twilight fan. And she likes
Twilight. Yes, she is, actually. Yeah.
And I want to talk to her about that. And I also love her on I Love Money. I love Money is like one of these train wreck shows that you just can't stop watching. You know, I was going to stop watching it after last week, but I'm going to continue on. And there's so much going on in that show. I just like it. I like those kind of game shows with a show with like that. Anyways, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, definitely. I love that show.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to talking. Maybe after we let Cornfed go, we can maybe catch up with a little reality. But while we wait for her, I wanted to stop and talk to you. You know, my Bears lost yesterday. I'm okay with it.
I know. Are you okay? How are you? I was going to ask, how are you?
No, we can lose games. We will lose to the Seahawks. The Seahawks are a good team. I mean, the NFC is, like, full of nobodies. I mean, it's like an average room, you know what I mean? An average, you know, division. I mean, we don't have a NFC team this year that says, we're going to the Super Bowl. I mean, last year the Saints were going to go to the Super Bowl. There was not many other teams around. The Cowboys suck this year. The Redskins, you know, never know what's going on. The Atlanta Falcons lose again this week. So, I mean, we're right with them again still. Actually, teams come up with us. I mean, we're 4-2. What can we expect? I mean, we ain't going to be perfect. Now, on the other hand, I think the AFC is going to be a harder conference to get into the Super Bowl. Your Patriots.
Well, all I know is that the Patriots won yesterday, so, and they beat the Baltimore Ravens, so that's pretty good.
Well,
pretty good, especially with everything that's going on, especially with losing Moss and gaining somebody that was with us 5 years ago. So it was a good win, especially coming off a bye, and the Baltimore Ravens are not a team that you just can be like, yeah, whatever. I mean, to beat them with everything going on, I think it's a good accomplishment.
Right, and that's kind of what I'm getting ready to say. In the NFC, it's like an open game. If you lose to a team, if you lose to the Lions, you should kill yourself. But if you lose to anybody else, you know, you might. Even the Rams are playing better this year than, you know, I mean, I think they might be 4-2 now. And they're playing good. But where Baltimore and Pittsburgh and, who else is over in that conference? The Patriots, the Colts. They're definitely, you guys got the powerhouses this year.
Yes, we do.
I just had to talk football real quick with you. I had a question with somebody that isn't. No, I mean, but we haven't. I mean, I wanted to talk to somebody that wasn't blinded by, you know, their team. You're not blinded by your team.
I'm not blinded by what team?
And the Patriots. I mean, you still think logically. You know what I mean? You know, even though you're a Patriots fan, you don't think, you know, that every team else is a bunch of idiots. You know, you have.
Oh, no, 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 not at all. Absolutely. There's teams that I dislike, you know. And it's just probably like, usually like we meet up with them in the AFC Championship, which is either the Colts or the Steelers. So there's always been that thing, you know, going on. But, like, I love just watching football in general. I'm a football fan, so I respect
right.
all the teams.
And, that's, and I want to say, oh, so, and you're not a big baseball fan other than the Red Sox, probably. And I just really don't know what to say about baseball, so we don't even want to talk about it.
I stopped watching it, so. Some guy asked me the other day.
Pretty much me
so,
too.
What's going on with the Yankees game? And I just looked at him and was like, I have no idea. But the Pats are playing Baltimore tomorrow.
Yeah, that's how I feel too. But the Bears are playing, or the Blackhawks are playing. Okay.
The Celtics
what time
two days
did you tell her to call
off,
in
so.
About 10 after? Did
yeah.
you tell her to call in about 10 after? Okay. Let me
yes,
do this then while
I
we
did.
Have time. Okay, let's do this then while we have time.
Okay.
Your weekend. I heard that you came in first place or something.
What? Are you serious? Like, we played this Rhode Island Amazing Race Wishes, which is for Children's Wishes. And
yes.
We started around 2. We went all around Rhode Island doing all kind of different competitions. And we only got time when we got there. Because they don't, you know, it's for charity. They didn't want us, you know, speeding through the streets. So it was timed a point, or there was points, depending on, like, for one thing, we had a leg where we had to put a Halloween costume on. You could either put an easy one on that didn't take as long, and you had to take a picture in front of the Halloween store, or you could put a hard one on that had multiple pieces and get more points. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. Michelle,
hello?
I'm here.
Oh,
hello.
I'm with that, sorry.
No, I'm listening
and
to you.
And so we put on the one that was, like, the most hardest to put on, while the other people had on the easiest outfits. There was a lot more of, like, points and also time. And I didn't think we won, honestly. And so they were going to announce it at the after party. And at the after party, they announced the first three, like fourth, second, and third. And when I heard those names, I was like, wow, I can't believe we didn't make top four. Didn't even think we won. And then they announced that my team won. I was pretty stoked. I actually did it with the president of a hospital that's around here called Kent County Hospital. So it was pretty cool.
Okay, so like... I wanted to mention this real quick, this commercial. They're hearing commercials now. You know, I'm so sorry that you guys hear those commercials, and I'm going to talk to Blog Talk about it. Cause if
you,
they're
well,
hearing,
I'm, like, getting cut in, and now I can barely hear you at times.
Yeah, we've been having some audio issues on this thing. I'm about ready to have to write them. I'm not. You're hearing. I'm hearing you perfectly fine. You know, you're coming in loud and clear. So we're actually having a nice clear line.
I lost you again. What'd you say?
Oh, I'm hearing you perfectly fine.
You keep cutting in and out.
See, but I wonder why you're getting cut in and out, and I'm hearing you perfectly fine.
Okay.
You know what I mean? You're coming across without no cutouts for me.
Okay. Well,
maybe
I'm saying that.
You know, somebody actually hung up and then called back in. I wonder if that would work.
Do you want me to try that?
I don't hear it. That's what I'm saying. I mean,
it's fine now, but I'm just saying it was doing that a couple times. But right now, I can hear you fine.
Okay. Okay, so
If so you get to that point again, then I'll try it.
You might have any issues.
Yeah,
you might
I'll just do that.
Drop
bye.
Off. And... Okay.
Got it.
Let me
so
I want to play
you,
a commercial
do,
real quick.
Oh, yes. Which one?
What do you think I want to play?
I don't know. I
play,
think you might play the one that we got last week. I don't know. But
yeah, that's the one I was going to do. But let's wait to Cora.
Okay.
She let her hear it, too.
Wait,
why
don't you take a light? That was right. What?
You were going to ask me a question.
No, I was just saying it's the one that I thought that you were going to do is probably the one that I was telling you from last week.
Oh, okay, before that, you were going to, I think you started to ask me a question. Man, we are really AT&T-ing up here, or we're really having issues tonight. Hey, did you hear?
No, like, that's what I said. I couldn't hear you before, but I can hear you fine now.
I know. I know you heard. I got three new co-hosts, and I want to tell everyone.
I did.
Tuesday,
I did, congrats.
Annie won't be here tomorrow, but she should start the next week. She has to get her, you know, schedule resolved and everything. So just, you know, watch out. Annie will be joining us on Tuesday nights starting very soon. And Thursday night, Ashley Trainer will be our new co-host till Big Brother probably. And then, you know, probably, I was hoping probably you'll come back in. And then on Sunday, we have Louie.
Yay, Louie.
And I know you know Louie. You know Ashley, too. And then this week on Thursday,
I know Annie, too.
For this. Guys, what?
I said I know Annie, too.
Yeah, I know. And you know Ashley, too. You met her, Ashley.
Yep.
Probably at Virginia.
Yep.
And listen to me. On Thursday, we have Jillian from Survivor calling in to talk about Reality Relay, in which I've been told that she might be going to that.
In Temecula? The one in Temecula, California?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a great call right there.
But I'm checking my email real quick before. Corfett, I see you're on. Give me a second. I wanted to check my email, or I might bring her up. No, let me bring her up before she doesn't feel neglected. I see that she popped in when I went to my email. And welcome to the show, Cornfed. I'm so excited to have you on with me and Michelle and Manic Monday, the Rad Reality Show.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Hey, Cornfed.
Hey, Michelle.
What?
How are you?
What?
Good.
Wait, I can't hear.
No, you stop it.
A little higher. She sounds like she's from Minnesota. You know, like Paul from Minnesota.
Yeah,
where is Paul from Minnesota? I mean, he was going to at least try to make it to the show today because a Minnesotan was gone. So we need to wake him up. But welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Well, I'm sorry. Are you there, Michelle?
I am right here.
I'll let you
hey,
introduce
actually,
her.
Hey, actually, maybe, maybe Miss Abby Cornfed can talk about her experience in Virginia because she actually went to Virginia.
Oh, yeah, that was really, really fun. That's actually the first, big fundraiser-type thing that I've ever done because anytime I've ever done an appearance, it's always been just me by myself or with one other person, and it's always been at a club or something like that. So to do a fundraiser like that with over 100 reality stars, that's really, really awesome because I got to meet so many people that I've watched. You know, I'm a huge Big Brother fan, and so it was really, really cool to meet people from all over the place and that did other reality shows other than what's on VH1.
So have you done big events like that where there's been a lot of reality stars, or is that just just your show? Is that what you guys normally do?
Yeah, I haven't done anything like that before. Nothing like that. I've only done club appearances where it would just be me or, like, me and somebody else, that, like, off of a VH1 show. I've never done a big rescue event like that before or a big fundraiser like that. So that was really, really cool.
Yeah, definitely, because, like you said, for me, like, I'm a fan even though I was on. Like, I was a fan of yours, and we started talking. It was so funny, and because we're just, like, normal people, you know what I mean? We are fans of reality TV. I'm a reality whore. I say it. I love all the reality shows.
Absolutely.
I am a reality whore, and sorry that I haven't talked because I was checking my email to check on who's going to be calling in on Thursday for my show. And I wanted to tell people because Jillian, you remember Survivor Jillian from Survivor? She was Inger Boer, and she was that older woman that is really has a strong accent. You remember her? Do you watch Survivor?
You know, I don't watch a whole lot of Survivor. I feel kind of bad because there are so many Survivor people at that event, and I only know like a few of the Survivor people. But, like, I know all the Big Brother people. I think you kind of, like, can choose what you really, really like watching. And I think with Survivor, it's entertaining, but it's not something that I set my TiVo to watch it every single week. Unlike Big Brother, I'm always watching Big Brother. I mean, it's like, just, I'm so bored of
Big Brother.
Okay, so who's your favorite Big Brother star? And don't count Michelle because she's on the phone line.
What?
But if you have to, go ahead.
If Michelle really is your favorite,
Michelle was definitely one of them. I don't think I can pinpoint any one person in particular because it's like you have a favorite every single season, I think. And so.
Okay, did you watch Big Brother 12?
Just this last one?
Last season. Yes.
Yeah. I would say probably probably Brittany. I just thought she was hilarious.
Okay.
I mean, I like
Enzo. Yeah, her diving was hilarious.
I liked Enzo a lot. I really liked Enzo. At first, I was like, okay, this, you know, the whole brigade thing, I was kind of annoyed. I'm like, okay, they come in here right away, and they think they're going to have this alliance and it's going to get all the way to the end, and it does. And then you really, really start to like them because they just stick together. And they don't really turn on each other that much. But I kind of had this female power. Female power. So, Brittany, you know, because I love
her. Don't even go with me in female power with you over there. I saw what you did to one of my favorite females and I Love Money.
Yeah, but you know what? You have to understand, like, I Love Money is so much different than, like, Big Brother. Like, it's completely different. We only have an hour each week, and they edit the shit out of I Love Money. I mean, it's not exactly what you see.
I know. I'm just giving you the
joke. Well, we do know that your favorite one was Naked fighting last week.
Oh, yeah, that was awesome. I'm a Marcia fan because I'm a Rocco. I'm a huge Rocco Love fan. My best friend is Corey from Rocco Love too.
Okay.
And she got me into it. I mean, and so I watched season. I had watched already season. I watched season two and kind of gave up halfway through the season. And then I had met Corey after the seasons all three were over with, but I had watched season three, and Marcia was one of my favorites. So I've had the privilege to talk with her. So I was, you know, going into I Love Money, her and I kind of like Mindy, you know, a little bit, because I'm, you know, the Rock of Love girls. So, but what happened last week totally was I wish you guys would have kept the girl around, and the girls around, because I would have liked to see them over these Daisy I Love guys and
yeah.
Those guys that were in the house.
I think what's tough about
that
is
I think you made a good decision what you voted. I think so. I'm glad that you didn't let the boys break you down.
Oh, thank you. See, the thing is when we went into to put somebody's check in the box when Marcia was captain, it was so hard because I was not good at the challenges. What they didn't show is that very first challenge, I sprained my ankle. But instead of showing that, and I went to the doctor in Mexico and everything, I had x-rays. I almost had to get sent home because they thought my ankle was broken. Well, instead of saying, like, corn-fed sprain or ankle, they make me out to look like this really terrible player, which I was bad, but I had reason to be bad. And so,
wow, I can't believe they didn't show that.
I know, and you can see if you ever look, my ankle is taped. Like, it was taped for every single challenge. And so for me to watch it, I'm really embarrassed because I was bad at everything, but, I mean, I had reason. I'm not going to hop across beds like everybody else when my ankle is, you know, the size of a softball. And it's just the crazy things that VH1 will do to make a show, you know. And so when you have all these females that aren't really, really strong competitors, I mean, not that they're not strong at all, but they're not as strong as the guys were because these are really, like, athletic challenges. We had to at some point, like, sacrifice three girls, and a girl was going to go home no matter what. I mean, it's just kind of what we had to do. And Marcia was probably the strongest out of it, and she had crossed some boundaries with the way that she was running her mouth and stuff like that because she had a lot of friends in the house, and she could have stayed if she had not kind of, you know, gone below the belt with some of her comments that she had made. And so she just kind of pissed a lot of people off. And now to this day, like, her and I are cool now. I mean, it's just things that happen in the house that really, really suck. I can't say that she's cool with everybody in the house, but, she, you know, she apologized for the way that she treated me, and I'm cool with everybody in the house. It just, you know, things happen and you say things, and some certain things, if you act crazy, sometimes you get eliminated for that. So
do you find that maybe editing kind of gives us, I mean, I know you said something about editing, but I mean, what do you feel about the editing of, like, VH1 compared to the other people that you watch, other shows that you watch? Do you see the same kind of edit, you know, what do you think VH1 does? What do you feel about editing with VH1?
Well, with reality TV, and Michelle, you can vouch for this, there's editing that goes into everything when it comes to reality TV.
Yeah.
But I think VH1 is just a little bit different. I mean, I think shows like Big Brother probably, they don't show people as crazy or as trashy or, you know, I think people on, like, those shows are a little bit more relatable because VH1 has a tendency to be so over the top. I mean, they turn things into just unbelievable, like, little situations can be turned into huge situations. And they can't give you anything, or they can't show anything that you don't give them, but they can, what you give them, they can, like, maximize it times 10.
Yeah,
I wish they wouldn't have edited. I wish they wouldn't have edited the Marcia fight when she was naked, or I mean, maybe covered it. Nice. I wish they would come out with a.
It might have to be on YouTube.
Like, oh,
I don't know.
But hey, do you watch the live feeds on Big Brother then? I mean, that's something else I was going on here. Do you ever watch?
No,
the live
I don't
feeds?
Really watch the live feeds. No, I mean, I have caught a couple, but I kind of just watch them on TV.
Yeah, you would see editing in the best when you watch the live feeds and then you see the show. See,
mm-hmm.
You probably don't realize how much, you know. As a fan, we find out with that. That's one reason we know about editing as a fans, that especially the ones that watch the feeds, we see the editing this year. Like, I don't think Big Brother ever showed Brendan cry as much as he did, but he always cried. You know,
laugh because I cry too. But yeah, I know.
I cry too.
Michelle, I do have some questions for her. I want to know this. And the biggest question I had for you was, you were from a small city, okay?
Mhm.
And now you've probably been to many big cities. Which one do you like better, the small city or the big city?
I'm definitely a small town girl because after I did Real Chance of Love, I moved out to LA for a little bit just to get a taste of that kind of lifestyle, and I had a lot of opportunities that came my way and whatnot. And I was on this high for about 2 months of, like, oh my gosh, you know, you get all this attention, you get all these opportunities, and then all of a sudden, like, reality kicks in and you miss your family and you miss your friends and you kind of miss your lifestyle back home. And so I'm a small town girl. I'm living back home now, just working a normal job and have a normal life. And I like to go do things, you know, opportunities that are presented to me, but I don't do half of what I used to do when I first started doing, like, with the Real Chance of Love and stuff like that. I just like to be at home.
Yeah, I hear you. It's like one of those things, it's like after a while it gets old. And not that it gets old, but you, like, with your family, but there's always things that you can do that you go for a couple of days, you come back, but you don't have to live in the big city or L.A. to do things, you know?
Right.
It's only a foot away.
Do you still live up in Fargo? Or have you moved down from Fargo?
I don't live quite in Fargo, but I'm about 45 minutes from there. I actually live in a smaller town than Fargo called in Minnesota, and it's like 8,000 people. So I'm living a really... What's that?
What's the town called?
Detroit Lakes, Minnesota.
Okay.
Yeah, it's
you are
really,
from Minnesota.
Really, yeah,
so
originally
Fargo,
this is
Minnesota?
My hometown. Fargo's in North Dakota. I actually grew up in Minnesota, born and raised here, and then I moved to Fargo, North Dakota. I lived there for 6 years. And so when I did Real Chance of Love, I was living in Fargo. And so for me, I just said I'm from Fargo because, you know, that's where I was living at the time. And I'm so close to Fargo. My boyfriend lives in Fargo. And everybody from around here kind of, when they explain where they're from, they're always like, I'm from Fargo because people have heard of Fargo.
Yeah, it's easy to say that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to take a quick break. I want to play this drop for everyone, and then we're going to come back with a caller for you. And
okay.
I'm going to introduce you to a person that I would like to introduce you. I know Michelle wants me to introduce you to him. So, Paul, get ready. But let's play the drop first.
Hey, 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 House Roden fans. HR, the Big Brother House Roden here, and you're listening to Ron Rad and Michelle. Michelle? My sweet angel, Michelle?
No, HR, Michelle Costas, Big Brother 10.
Yeah, the Michelle who liked to throw pillows and had trouble saying water.
Oh, I remember her, the Portuguese princess. That's right, HR, and you would have known that sooner if you just read the script instead of staring at pictures of Rachel and trying to do an ad-lib.
One of these days, squirrel, I'm going to shave your tail and bring you down to earth with the rest of us.
Just read the script, HR.
You're listening to Manic Monday on the Rad Reality Show with Ron Rad and Michelle Costa. Happy now, you stupid squirrel. It's just another Manic Monday. A wise of Sunday. Cause today's one is Michelle Monday. When they talk about... Chip, stop singing. You're gonna make people's dogs howl. Oh, you're no fun, Uncle HR.
You know what? Everyone, whenever I play that clip, everyone starts laughing. Even me.
I love that clip so much. Oh, my God.
He's working on me to get one for Louie, and he's working one for Annie once I figure out what we're going to call Annie's show.
Oh, my goodness. That's right. I hope you enjoyed that, Abby.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
Yeah, it's a house rodent. He does. Have you heard of him? He does clips for Big Brother, and actually, he's been becoming a listener of our show. And he sent me a message one day and said, "Hey, I want to do a thing for you." And okay, and then he was like, "So sure, why not? You know, it's kind of cool. That's what we get you to do, anyways." And so it's so funny. I love it.
That's cute.
Oh my gosh.
So hey, let me introduce you to another Minnesotan. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I know he loves
to talk.
He loves to talk. So I'm going to introduce you with his new theme music, or his new interests. Ready? Ready? Live from Minnesota, it's Paul from Minnesota. Okay, Paul.
We don't talk
Paul,
like that. We don't talk like that, do we, Cornfest?
No, not at all. You know what's really funny is that the Vikings played yesterday, and I haven't been feeling very well the last couple days, and I have my Vikings jersey on, and I'm still wearing my Vikings jersey from yesterday because I've been not feeling well, so I don't even want to change out of it.
Well,
I'm going to hang up on her right now because I'm a diehard Chicago
Bears fan. You're welcome
from
Ross.
You're outnumbered right now, though.
I'm just saying she's welcome from Moss. I love Moss, but you're welcome from Moss. We got Branch. We beat the Ravens.
And Cornfed, I'm outnumbered. That means there's two Minnesota fans and one Chicago Bears fan. But hey, have you ever heard this? Did you ever hear this? I had to play this for you. You said you had this jersey.
Oh,
the jersey
God.
You know what? I heard Brett Favre likes to put his pants on the ground.
Yeah, that was Brett Favre.
I heard that he likes to put his pants on the ground, especially when
he
was in New York.
He likes to put it through a text message. He drops his pants, takes a picture, text message, share Facebook, share Twitter, whatever is his, like, motivation that night.
Hey, guys. If I missed it, I'm sorry because I was having problems getting here on time. But where did you get that nickname, Cornfed?
No,
oh,
I was getting ready to ask for that question.
Cornfed was from Real Champs of Love when the nickname ceremony happened, and he asked where I was from, and I said Fargo. And they kind of had a tough time figuring out because I'm like, you can call me Fargo or – they thought about calling me Dakota, but then, of course, being real in chance, they had to do something crazier and call me Cornfed.
Are you now, do you prefer being called that, or can I call you by your real name?
Either way. A lot of people call me, like, Abby Cornfed or Cornfed, or
okay,
just Abby.
Abby,
it doesn't really matter.
You mentioned a connection that's really crazy for me. I have, one of my uncles has lived in Fargo for ages, but he also has a lake home in Detroit Lake, so.
Oh, cool.
Do you know anybody from Fargo with the last name Reed?
Reed?
Yeah.
I know a lot of Reeds, but I probably not personally, no.
Okay.
Paul, you always have to ask about your family. Is anyone related up in Minnesota?
No, it's not that. It's
Minnesota?
Just, it was Fargo plus Detroit Lakes, so I just thought I'd check. It's a beautiful, beautiful area up there, and I love Detroit Lakes. So,
yeah, it's really nice.
You know what, Paul? I want to start a reality show. It's going to be Finding Paul's Relatives.
Oh, goodness.
Well, that jersey better work. That jersey better work next week. That's all I can say, Abby.
It did this week.
So why don't you can you take pictures and wear it every day this week and take pictures and don't, you know, and maybe see if you can keep the charm on it and
wow, that's kind of weird, the charm on it.
Oh, well, I wasn't even thinking about it.
I know. I don't even know. It's so sweet. It sounds weird.
Oh, okay. I tell you.
Okay. Moving on.
Yeah, moving on.
Anyway, I actually had a question for Cornfed. I don't mean to butt in Paul or Redline, but
yeah.
Okay. Being a fan of yours, one. And being a fan of I Love Money and Real Champs, but I'm watching I Love Money 4 right now. What do you think about Punisher looking back at it? Was he like that in front of you guys, or was he just like that in the interviews?
It's really hard for me to watch Punisher because he was like that to a certain extent, but his interviews are dramatizing it, you know, even more because he did think that he ran the house, but there were certain things that we were doing, too, that he, you know, clearly was not running the house. He cannot run the house solely can't run a house like that. I mean, there were things we were all doing to try to keep ourselves. Yeah, he had some good ideas. Yeah, I mean, but it's like I didn't.
Yeah.
This last episode where, you know, we put Francisco in teaching the blocks. Of course we're going to do that, us girls. We're going to save ourselves.
Well, that was smart.
We're not
it
idiots.
That was smart. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we have to do that. There are certain things we have to do, and he thinks because, you know, it was his idea or whatever. It's not like we hadn't already talked about it. So, I mean, it's tough because, yeah, he had some really great ideas and some really good strategic things to keep himself there, but he did not completely run that house. So.
No, he is very funny, actually, on his interviews. Like, he talks, like, on the side of his mouth. Does he do that all the time?
Yeah. Well.
But you know what I'm talking about, because he doesn't talk like that in front of you guys, but he talks, like, I don't know, like, differently. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he definitely... And with us, I always thought he was a nice guy. I mean, there was times where he would piss me off so bad. But then there was times I was like, you know, he's really not that bad of a guy. But then you watch his interviews and you're like, oh, you just want to kill him.
So what do you think about his editing? Do you think they got it on? Or do you think that his editing was spot on besides those diary rooms? Or do you think that the editing he got was...
I think it made him look a little bit over the top, but I think he probably loves it because that's just his personality. He got exactly what he wanted, I think. You know?
I know we can't talk about who wins, but I hope he doesn't win. I hope it's, right now, I don't know. I mean, you're still alive, so I'm definitely going to cheer for you on Mindy. Chi-Chi, I mean, I don't know.
Chi-Chi's gone, so.
Yeah, I was going to say, he went home this week. I forgot. I started to say that, and then I realized, he went home this week. I knew that. Why did I think he got saved and they send that other person home?
This thing was pretty tough.
They kind of trick him.
Yeah, Corn said, like, when they do that, is that, like very long process for them to pick? Or do they prolong it? Or is it quick? Like, what really happens when they're doing that whole putting the check voided thing?
Oh, it depends on the person. I mean, some eliminations, we were there for like an hour or two. Sometimes they went really, really quick. Like when Marcia got eliminated, that one was pretty quick because Brooklyn was just like, you know, I don't want to hurt her feelings. He didn't want to prolong it any longer than it needed to be. He just did it instead of, you know, keeping us in suspense. But like with Chi-Chi and Francisco's elimination, when Punisher sent Chi-Chi home, it was a really long elimination because he kept fooling him and tricking him and thinking, you know, it just depends on who it is and like how much they want to dramatize it, I guess.
Hey, we got a call. Let's take a call. You ready to take some calls? We got one that I know they've been waiting on hold for a couple minutes. So I have more questions to talk about with you too. But let's take a call real quick. Paul, I'm going to leave you on the line just because I know you're in Minnesota and you can maybe throw some more Minnesota into you know, chance. Or maybe you can translate for me. I'm just joking. 847, you're on the Rad Reality Show.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello?
Your name and where are you calling from?
Oh, this is Josh from Illinois.
Josh from Illinois.
Hey, is it Michelle there?
Do you have a question for Corn Fed?
Yeah, actually I do.
You're calling in for Michelle.
Well, I just want to tell her I love her. I met her in Vegas. I was the one that had that broke-ass camera, and I kept having to buy disposable ones.
Oh, yes.
Do you remember me?
Yes.
I do. How are you?
I remember Josh.
I'm good. How are you? Yeah, I broke my camera. I had my disposable cameras all weekend. It sucked, but I love you anyway. Cornfed, I know with the thing with I Love Money 3, it got canceled because of the whole Jasmine Fiore thing.
Mm-hmm.
Were you a part of I Love Money 3?
No, I was not.
Are they ever good? I know they're not going to air it, but is there anything you could tell us about that season, like who won it?
See, I don't really know anything about the season 3 because when all of that went down, we were actually filming at the time, and so we didn't know who was part of the cast, what was going on. They kind of just wrapped up season 4, and we didn't hear anything about it. We didn't even know they were going to air our show. So when they aired our show, we were like, what? Our show's airing? We had no idea.
Yeah, there was not even any advertising for it at all.
So,
they just started airing it.
So season four was aired. Season 4 was filming when season 3 was supposed to be airing. Is that what's going to happen? Because I do know a little bit about season 3.
We filmed back to back. Like, we filmed a month after each other or something like that.
Right.
But when the whole Jasmine thing went down, when Ryan had murdered her, we were still filming. And
okay,
because so,
I was told that some of the people that were in season 3 was part of season 4, but I guess I misunderstood. Maybe that's how it was supposed to be told to me. Like, I thought Marcia was in season 3.
Yeah, but like she said, they started a month after, so they probably were finished, and then they ended up going to this one because there was a month in between.
They could have gone back to back.
Yeah, see, I have no idea about season three.
Do you think that's why they stopped all those, like, Of Love shows, Rock of Love, like, Chances show? They stopped airing any of those type of shows completely after all that. Is that why?
Yeah, absolutely. I think so. I think they were trying to kind of turn VH1 around and have it be less kind of trashy and more, I don't know. I think they were just trying to clean it up a little bit because of all the unpredictable things that were happening. And I don't know. I don't think they're very successful at it, but again, it's none of my business what VH1 does. I'm shocked they're even airing I Love Money 4.
Yeah.
Rock of Love is not going on no more is because Brett ran out of money for hair extensions.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. Brett's a sexy
His show airs tonight. His new show airs tonight.
Yeah, but those are
his new show.
I'm just joking. I just know for a fact that he has hair extensions. And it's
bad joke, man.
Yeah.
Also, that Rock of Love Girls, Where Are They Now? Airs tonight, too.
Yes.
Yeah, I was trying to get Mindy to call in. I DM'd Mindy on Twitter today, and I was hoping maybe she would call in and join us because you guys are on the screen team, and I thought it would be a good opportunity. And I know she's on the show. There's lots of them tonight. Tonight's going to be VH1 Rock of Love Fest. So, yes, I'm DVRing it because I love my Rock of Love.
Of course, like everybody does, right?
It was nice to meet you. I love you, Michelle. I love you, Cornfed.
Love you, too.
I rocked the unitard. I know you loved me in my unitard.
Oh, yeah. You had it signed, right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. You were a sexy
I didn't think you realized who I was.
No, I do now. I'm sorry. It all came together.
Okay, that's what I thought. Cornfed, I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
You ready? So who is Rhonda Hammersmith?
Rhonda Hammersmith is my alter ego. It's kind of a joke that me and my best friend have.
he's Ron Hammersmith and I'm Rhonda Hammersmith. We're the Hammersmiths, and so when we go out and get drunk together, we have these like crazy alter egos where we just get crazy and we're just, I don't know, we're just a lot of fun, but some people can't really handle us that much. So I just kind of
Oh my God, wait, can you repeat your alter
person.
Ego name again? Can you repeat the alter ego name again?
Rhonda Hammersmith.
Rhonda Hammersmith.
Rhonda.
Okay,
are you guys there?
Rhonda Hammersmith, yeah.
Where did you get that from?
Well, actually, my friend Andy had worked with this guy, and his name was actually Ron Hammersmith. And he would drink, like, obscene amounts of whiskey each night and just get hammered drunk. And so then he started calling himself Ron, and then when I was with him, we were like this unstoppable team, and so I was Rhonda. So we just became the Hammersmith.
That is funny.
I understand what's happening. I just, the whole show just resetted on us, and you guys survived it, but some of us got dropped. It's like,
oh, me and her survived it.
Did we not pay the power bill again over here on the show? I don't know. Because it's weird.
We're having technological issues here. Technology was beating us right down right now.
I'm going to write a letter to Blog Talk tomorrow or tonight.
Just don't call eBay. You'll
sometime.
Be on it for about two days.
Yeah, you know, we haven't talked about that, Michelle. I know we have corn fed and everything, but, I mean, 2 hours, really?
2 hours, and I still never got to talk to them, so I have no idea what eBay is doing or how many complaints they have, but
next time, just call
never
me,
got to talk to them.
Call me, and I'll answer your questions.
It was something I had
good.
To talk to them about. It was like a situation that I had to talk to them about, but it wasn't like a question about how to use eBay or anything like that.
Okay.
You kept you on the phone for 2 hours?
2 hours. I was on hold, and then after 2 hours, the phone, like, they picked up and hung up.
Oh, wow.
I was like, are you serious? I couldn't even believe it.
Holy crap.
You know, we have two unknown numbers. If you're listening in and you want to talk, make sure you push one. Mandy, I do see you there. I am going to pick you up in a second. I do have a quick question to ask you about a certain show that you like and a book series and a movie probably that you like too, because I have lots of listeners that are fans of them. So I see that you're a big Twilight fan, it sounds like. Are you a big Twilight fan, or are you just one of these people that just read the books and watch the movies? And I see you like True Blood.
Yeah.
And you watch Vampire Diaries.
I actually have not watched The Vampire Diaries yet, but I keep getting told that I need to watch it.
I
just like all vampire stuff. I'm really, really into all of them.
Who are you, Edward or Jacob?
Edward. For sure, Team Edward.
Okay.
See, I don't watch any vampire movies, so you guys can continue on.
I was just wondering, because I know I have lots of listeners in the chat room. One is...
yes, I know. I'm probably the only person that's, like, not watching it in this whole entire galaxy. I'm going to start watching
it,
I promise.
Personally, just to let you know.
Really? Get out of here. I thought you watched it.
No, I don't watch it.
You're a liar.
But someone else I noticed... I watched Twilight once, the first movie, but I haven't seen the second or the third one. And True Blood, I don't have no use for it. Sorry, I don't want to offend Cornfed, but
it's fine. I mean, when I first started watching True Blood, the very first episode I saw, I was like, you've got to be kidding me. I mean, it was really, like, kind of... soft porn, and it was, like,
really
kind of raunchy and out there. Yeah, there's, like, a lot of sex scenes in it, But then it was just so off the wall that I started to get into it, and then I just could not take my eyes off it, and I went and bought, like, both the seasons on DVD, and now I just got done watching the third season online. I found it on some website, and I ended up watching.
So it's really, like,
on
soft porn? I didn't even know that.
Yeah, there's, like,
yeah, I knew it was soft
stuff.
Porn. It's like vampire porn, you know?
Yeah,
really?
It's really weird, yeah. There's a lot of boobs and a lot of butts.
Maybe I should, well, I don't know. I don't have time,
no,
but I'm going to probably try.
It's crazy. I mean, I don't know. I could burn the DVDs for you and send them to you.
Well, this is the thing. Like, I love vampire movies.
Don't say that
in the air. I'm, like, old school. Yeah, exactly. Disclaimer. No, but I'm like the Lost Boys. Like, you remember Lost Boys? Everybody remember Lost
Boys? Yeah, the Lost
Boys. Yeah, I mean, that I thought by far has been the best, like, kind of vampire movie. And I've never thought there was any other better movie. And I just, like, I haven't been able to get into it.
How about an interview
so
of the vampires with Brad Pitt and Tom Cruise?
That one was good, too, yes. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I love all vampire stuff. I don't know. It's just crazy. I just think it's so kind of fascinating how somebody came up with this whole vampire idea and it took off. And they have, like, reconstructed it into so many different things. And now there's werewolves and shapeshifters. And, I mean, it's just one of those things that has never died. It's only gotten bigger and bigger.
Yeah,
that's pretty
crazy to me.
Yeah, that makes me think I should do a theme on Halloween and do a Halloween, like, theme with, you know, like...
Well, it's going to be Sunday, so...
Yeah, so maybe that's what I'll do with Paul, or with Paul, with Louis. Okay, let me pick up Mandy.
I love Halloween.
I do, too.
Pick up Mandy. And Mandy met you in Virginia, what do you think? She was there. Did she meet you? Mandy, did you meet Cornfed?
I'm not 100% positive if I did because I was working and I was really busy. I may have harassed her about her tag just like everybody else. I was that teal blue that was running around going, "Wear your badge. Wear your badge. Do you have your itinerary?"
Oh, yes.
Don't
I
sit
remember
down.
That.
Okay, well, that was me.
Well, hi again.
Was she a pain in the butt like we think she is?
No. She's just doing her job.
No, she's doing her job.
But I was calling in to thank you, actually, for coming to Virginia and just hoping that you had a great time there and hoping that you would like to come back next time.
Absolutely. I had a blast. It was so much fun. Thank you. Everybody there was so hospitable. It was awesome. I've never been to an event that was so well put together and had so much fun. It was just awesome.
Oh, well, thank you. We like to hear that. Good.
Yeah.
If I put mine, I'm working on an event for February, so if I get mine together, I might have to invite you to come down here to Georgia. That's where we're going to do it at. So it's
going to
be a two-year anniversary party. It's going to be a two-year anniversary party, and I have a heart issue right now, so I'm working on getting a charity with a heart foundation type thing that maybe we can I can go 50, you know, like donate some of the money towards that plus help me with maybe some of my medical bills and the financial stuff that I'm dealing with. So it's something I'm working on. It's a slow process, but I'm trying to do it not just – I don't want to just have Big Brother people. I want to have a mixture. So I would love to have you come down for that too.
Oh.
It sounds like you're really into charity. Is that something you want to do? I read your profile too, and I can tell that you have – you were raised – you can tell you can raise. You were raised with a good, a good person. I mean, I don't know how to say it.
Oh, thank
you. I mean, I read your favorite quotes. I read your favorite quotes, and I just really enjoyed it. I was on your Facebook after you accepted me, and your favorite quote was, "Follow the footprints of the Lord, and He will lead you through troubles times." And I just thought that was an awesome quote. You know what I mean?
Oh, thank you.
So,
I actually have that tattooed on my arm.
Really?
Yeah, I have. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm a Christian. It's pretty awesome. So.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I met her in person, and she's such a sweetheart. And I was so excited to meet her because I was, like, such a big fan. And when I first actually talked to her, she was like, I loved you on Big Brother. I go, yeah, right, shut up. And she's like, no, I do. I love Big Brother. It's my favorite. And I'm like, well, I love you on Real Chance when she was actually the winner of the Real Chance, the only winner, when there should have been two, technically, right, Corey said? And she was the only winner. And, you know, how did that work out for you? Like, whatever came of that, is that something that you just kind of want to just forget about, or did it work out good? Did you learn something? What is it that came out of that situation?
Out of Real Chance of Love?
Yeah. Because you got picked, and like, for me, I thought that you guys are both in love. For me, I thought that, you know, but is it right? I think that you guys were both serious, right?
Yeah, I definitely was. And I thought for sure he was, because when we got done filming the show, him and I were on the phone with people, because he was living in L.A. and I was back in Fargo. And for 3 weeks, I mean, we were talking to each other on the phone 3 times a day, and then he was texting me constantly throughout the day, telling me how much he loved me, couldn't wait to see me, everything. We're not supposed to see each other until the reunion show, and I ended up going out to L.A. and staying with him over Labor Day, which was like 3 weeks after we got done filming, and I had a blast. I met his family. I mean, we had like a big barbecue. It was awesome. You know, I felt like this, I was actually in a relationship, and this, you know, I could maybe be with this guy forever or whatever. And then all of a sudden I get back to Fargo, and I don't know if it was Real Chance of Love 2, if it was he wanted to do more things, I don't know, but all of a sudden he is avoiding me, and he says that I'm being too controlling and that I was like smothering him and things, and I'm like, that makes no sense, because I just was out there and we had an awesome time together, and now I'm back in Fargo and I can't be smothering. I live, you know, in Fargo and you're in LA. Like, I can't be smothering you. I mean, it just didn't make any sense.
Yeah,
well, and then
weird.
You know, Real Chance of Love 2 comes, and then it made complete sense to me. So, I mean, it's really, really hard for me to believe. I mean, I think that you can actually have strong feelings on those reality shows, on love shows, you know, even The Bachelor and that. But the chances of them actually lasting, it's a pretty slim possibility, because it's just people are just in different places after those shows are done. Not all of them are really in love.
Do you feel, okay, so here's a question, and since you're a Big Brother fan, I'm going to ask it. Do you think somebody like from the Big Brother house, like Jeff and Jordan or Rachel and Brendan, you know, they have a better chance probably because they're together and they're only seeking each other when they find each other in the house. So you have a better chance of maybe surviving. I mean, The Bachelor, there is some success rate in that one, I'm thinking, like, you are right. I mean, I never see a Rock Love person. I mean, I've been told Bret Michaels is married, or he's pretty much married and with kids. I mean, he's just, you know, it was just a way of gimmick. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, with Real Chance, it sounds like what I've read. Because I'll be honest with you, Cornfed. I don't do this normally. I didn't watch the show.
I watched
I Love Money. I know, I'm just telling you. But I did some re-watching and research when, you know. And it sounds like yours was one of those. Though Will seemed like he really, you guys did try to pursue it afterwards, where some of these people don't pursue it. They pretend like it is, and then they say goodbye, you know?
Right. Well, I think it, like you were talking about before, somebody like, couples like Brendan and Rachel or Jeff and Jordan, yeah, they went on their shows and they weren't actually looking for love, and they just found it, and I think there's a better chance of a relationship like that lasting than somebody that goes on an actual love show, because you're living in a house and that's all you're doing is you're fighting for love. I mean, what are the chances? I mean, half the girls that I did this show with, they didn't care about him. They didn't care about Real and Chance. They just wanted to be on TV, you know? And that's what most people do going on reality TV. They want to win money and be on TV, and that's great. but people like me that I am not going to lie, being on TV was great, awesome, but I actually did have feelings for him, got my heart broken. That's when it, like, sucks, because he obviously really wasn't there for that. So,
yeah, that'd be tough.
Yeah.
So
then you get to ask me, do I love money, so.
Yeah.
You know, and that's kind of where, I mean, I was sitting here thinking about it in a sense. You know, I know you don't go on to those, you know, you go on to the I Love Money, then, I mean, not the I Love Money, it's the Real Chance of Loves and the Rock of Loves, and most of them don't go in there for, you know, the right reasons. So here's my question. How did you become on Real Chance? How did they find you? And would you have rather done a show like Big Brother or non-first? Would you rather have done something like that first, or is this the show that you picked because you wanted to go find love? Or what was it back in about why you picked, how did you get a Real Chance?
Well, I mean, yeah, I watched Big Brother. I watched all the shows on VH1 as well. And, you know, this I just had seen that there was a casting for that a guy from I Love New York was going to get his own of love show. And so I just applied. And I think that in life, like, everything happens for a reason. You're just not really, you're just, whatever happens, happens. And so I think that that's the show that I was meant to be on. And so it just happened that way. I mean, I think it'd be awesome to be on Big Brother, but I was on Real Chance of Love instead, you know. So, I mean, it just happened that way. And I'm grateful for everything that I've gotten the opportunity to do, because not a lot of people get the opportunity that I've gotten, so. It just is what it is, I guess.
Now, is that the only show that you've ever applied for?
Yeah, it is. Actually, I was in, like, musical theater and in college choir and things like that, and so I did actually audition for American Idol, like, back season 2. I was, like, 19 years old, and I didn't even make it past the first round, but that's the only other, like, thing that I've ever done as far as, like, auditioning for anything like that. So.
Where do you see yourself after I Love Money and in, like, 5 years?
I see myself kind of, I'm right where I want to be right now, and so what I hope for is to be a wife and a mother, and to be just really successful in family, and I work for my dad, so maybe move higher up in his company, but I'm completely content with being a small-town girl and living a very normal, like, pretty simple life. So.
Is there anything that you're doing now that you want to talk about? Is there anything that you're doing now or coming up within the next few, like, in the future, that you'd like to talk about or promote?
I don't really have anything going on. The only other thing that I do is sometimes I'm part-time a radio DJ at the radio station in Fargo, and so I usually will Facebook about that. I'll put up if I'm on the radio, but other than that, like, I can't really think of anything that I got going on. People will come to me about doing events and stuff, and I kind of just pick and choose what I want to do. So, and I'm not really committed to anything right now.
Well, I'm hoping to see you soon.
Panthers in the chat room has a question for her. Do you want to ask this question? But Panther has a question. Do you want to ask it? Because I know you will be there for sure, and I probably will maybe be there.
Well,
so,
yeah,
would you
definitely.
Like to?
Clint said, we're doing an event that I've been doing for, this is going to be the past 3 years. It's for Toy to Tops. It's in New Hampshire, and we have a bunch of Big Brother people coming, and it would be great if you could attend. It'll be December 3rd to the 6th. There's a parade, and then there's a Toy to Tops event. I don't know the full details of it. So if Panther would like to pass it along to you, Facebook or post it right now. It's such a great, it's so much fun. And, you know, it would be awesome if you could attend.
Yeah, I would love to do that.
And Corfette, I just added you to my Facebook, so I will try to get her email address. If Panther, if she's listening to the show right now, if she can give me her email address, or I think I have it somewhere, and I'll email it to you, or, you know, Facebook it to you, and maybe you can, she can email you or something like that, hook you guys up. That way, that might be easier to do.
I'll make sure she gives
you a ring about it. Chat room, if you guys have a question, we're going to let her go in a couple seconds. You guys can still call in. It's 347-237-5506. Call in if you have a question. Make sure you push one. Because I had a couple unknown people that hung up. Paul, did you have anything else from Minnesota you want to talk to her about real quick?
I was just kind of wondering, in some of the reality shows, they get together more than others do, reunions and charity events, et cetera. Is there much of a family of VH1 reality people? Do you just talk to each other on the phone, or do you ever get together?
A couple of us do get together, and we talk. Like, Mindy and I are really close. I talk to Six Gage quite a bit and Francisco, Chi-Chi here and there. And then as far as other people go, it'll be, like, on Facebook. But really, the only people I've gotten together with outside of it have been Mindy and Francisco. And Mindy was for that event, and then I had also went out and visited her in Florida. But I think that with the VH1 people, it's not as much of, like, a loving family type thing. Like, you think that you share this great experience, and it is a great experience, but people don't look at it like as a loving, caring thing. Like, they don't get that close after these things. There's a lot of people that still have animosity towards each other.
Yeah.
So,
hello, Kubaya. You guys are really, well, because it's a little bit different than the other shows. I mean, this is like, you know, you're competing to get love from the same guy, and some things might have been done during the show to, you know, help yourself and in the other way harm them. So it probably would be hard for some people to get over it. I don't know, you know.
Yeah. It is. It's tough. I mean, I'm still friends with a couple of the girls from Real Chance of Love as well. When I moved out to L.A., I lived right next door to Callie. And another girl that was on Flavor of Love, Prancer, I'm still close with her. But, I mean, you don't really keep in touch with a whole lot of them. And it's kind of sad because you experience something that.
Did you meet the girls from season two?
Yeah, when I did I Love Money, I was on with four girls from season two. But really the only one that I got along with really well was probably Sassy. Because Mamacita went home the first night, and then I just never really felt like that any of the Real Chance of Love 2 girls liked me that much, because we were just different seasons, and I was, you know, season one winner, and they just, right away, they just kind of didn't really want to get to know me that well. So
Hot Wing didn't want to, you know, didn't get to like you or something like that? I mean, well, I know Hot Wing
Hot Wings and I, we talked and we were, you know, we were friends, but I wouldn't say that she is somebody that would want to, like, keep in touch with me outside of the show. I mean, she kind of has her... Lon Baller and I mean, we got along right away. I don't know. It's just different. You don't really feel like you can trust people in the Isle of Money house, to be honest.
Yeah, definitely.
And a lot of people that do VH1 shows are so different than me, because I'm this small town girl, and I have a lot of, you know, I'm a Christian, and I have a lot of morals, and I'm not a backstabbing person, and I'm really sensitive. and I care what people think, and I'm a nice person, and a lot of these people don't really have that, you know? They just weren't raised the same way that I was. And
I
so,
do have
things
I
like
what you're talking about.
No, I do have one more question. It seems like a lot of the reality shows like MTV and VH1, you're on one of them, and then you show up in, you know, another reality show. Are you still looking to maybe, if there's an opportunity to get on a third one, that you would?
I'm not looking for it. If the opportunity presented itself, I guess it would just have to be where I was at that point in life. If I was, you know, about ready to get married or had kids, hell no. You know, but if I'm like this still, you know, single and don't have much going on, maybe, I guess, I don't know. It's real. People ask me when I did I Love Money if I actually enjoyed myself.
You're not constantly checking, future shows and applying, but if somebody from VH1 called you and asked you, then you might consider it.
Yeah, that's what happened with I Love Money, is that they called me and they asked me to do it. So
okay, this is going to be an off-the-wall question. Michelle, go ahead. Ask yours first.
No, I don't know. It might be the same question as you. Would you ever do, like, corn-fed looking for lovin'?
Well, I'm not going to be quite enough to the end, Michelle.
Was that
going to
be a question?
The most...
Well, I think it would be fun, but I don't think that... It seems really different with the girls.
I think it might be a different title than Corn Fried Looking for Lovin'. But I think it could
lovin'.
Be kind of imaginative.
I think
kind
she
of
should come down to the Trailer of Love. I think she should be on Trailer of Love. I still got to do that. I mean, I had... the Frank the Entertainer girls? You know some of them. I know Melody was at Virginia.
Yeah, I met Melody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we had them on the show one time, and I was going to do I Live in a Trailer. So, and I'm now a single, bachelor with nobody in my house. My mom was put in a nurse home. So we made a joke at the time because she was just starting to, it was just when I first started out. And I said, I'm going to do a show called Trailer of Love. And the object is going to have people that have been on my show come down and they're going to fight to get into my trailer. And my left-hand person, or the person that's going to be, in the show with me, will be Corey, my BFF, and she will have to, be like the, the person that tells me, okay, this girl's good, and this, and do the big
charm. You give them like some people give like necklaces, some people give champagne glasses.
Yeah,
what would be your like gimmick?
It would be a
I'm just curious,
rad sign saying you're not rad enough. Like, or you are rad, and then when I take it away, my closing line will be, sorry, you're not rad enough.
Wow, you didn't think about that. Wow.
That's not my question, though. My question was, I would like to know this. Something that I know with reality shows, it seems to be geared towards the more adult-oriented, like drinking and stuff. Would you ever be willing to do, since you do have the religion, Christian background, if a person that came up with, like, a Christian-type reality show with, would you be willing to do something like that?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I like to drink beer, and I like to have a good time,
No, I mean,
but,
I'm still
a Christian, I absolutely would do something like that.
Is that something that you would, be willing to?
Is there a particular show on
that?
How would,
a good reality show.
Could you explain to me a Christian reality show? I'm curious.
How would you do that?
Oh, no. Did I lose you guys?
That would be a challenge.
Did you guys?
Hey, Ron, can you hear me?
I was just... Yeah.
Are you pretending that you can't hear us? Oh, gosh, that's funny.
No, we lost people in the chat room, too. But Lock Talk's going to get a message from me today. because this is not my internet, and this is not me, and this is, I don't know what the
fuck. Oh, no. So can people hear us right now?
Yeah, they're back now, but many of the Block Talk just like, dropped everyone.
Wow.
I don't know what happened. That's two nights in a row, too, and I don't know what's going on. So I'm going to definitely throw an email.
Technology, you just don't know. You can't rely on it. You can't trust it.
No.
And
I know we're keeping you longer than, I don't know if Michelle said an hour, but I'm hoping you're okay. You've been a great fun. I've had fun talking to you.
Thank you.
And I definitely want to, you know, maybe, you know, make sure you follow us on Twitter, The Rad Reality Show, if you're on Twitter. And,
I'm actually not on Twitter.
Okay,
I just don't tweet.
Guys.
There you go, good thing. It's not a pretty place.
Yeah, I'm just not a Twitter.
Yeah, it is. Michelle, you just have some people that are anti-you going after you.
Oh, my God. I mean, Twitter turned into, like, let me threaten people behind a Twitter thing. I'm like, get over it, like. Like, can't you read? It's like, just read and stop making up your bullshit. This is like Mother Goose. I had enough time talking about life. So don't even waste your time on Twitter. It's disgusting.
Yeah, I'm not.
So
I don't.
Much,
I'm
just
not
do your
Twitter.
Facebook.
I just use my
Facebook.
I don't even. Does MySpace? Is there even such a website called MySpace anymore? I have no idea.
You beat me to the couch. Yeah, I went to your MySpace page today. I went to it, actually. I looked at it, you know, and I glanced at it, and I'm like, April 2010. don't think she uses service anymore either. I think everyone quit around April 2000.
Yeah.
Like MySpace. Anybody that uses MySpace, get into year now. Can you come back to the future, or can you come now to the time of now?
Well,
do you use your single, Michelle?
Huh?
Do you really?
I go, like, once a month, honestly.
Once a month?
Like, maybe twice, just because I keep getting, like, emails, and then I'm like, oh, yeah. And then I'll go on it, and I'll, like, take a while to go through all the messages and stuff, but then I'll, like, we'll check it for, like, I don't know, it's, like, so old school. Like, I don't think a lot of people use MySpace anymore.
Yeah, I don't.
Right?
You know what it is? I think it's not that it's old school or what. It's just too complex to organize. Like, you always had to, you know, I mean, I think people want easy access social networks. Facebook, you sign on to it, you put your status message up there. If you want to write on somebody's wall, you write on somebody's wall. If you want to send an email, you send an email, you know, a message to your friend, you know. And it's just so easy. There's games that you can play if you want to.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't want to, you just see your, and you can block them from, I mean, it's just so easy accessible. You know what I mean? There's a little chat once in a while if you want to chat. Where MySpace, it's like, you had to make the wall, and then you had to put your favorite videos, and it's like, that's too much work. I mean, no one wants
it's
to sit
really
there
personal.
For, like, an hour. What?
Yeah, it's not really personal. It's not personal either. I think people like Facebook because when you add somebody like Michelle or myself that was on reality TV, and you're a fan, and you write on their wall, and you get a response, it's like you made their day. Because it's like, I watched you on TV, and now I'm there. And they wrote back to me. You know, it's just, it's like really cool. It's more personal, so.
Yeah, I know. I definitely know, like with me, I'm waiting for this person named Abby Kornfed Noah to, like, write, you know, a comment after I just posted on her wall. Yeah, so
I will do that.
I'm just joking with you.
That's hilarious.
I am really up with the jokes tonight. I'm so sorry. I still feel a little bad about the whole the translating one. I didn't mean that one. I think fun of Paul. Ask Paul. Paul, do I not make fun of you?
Sure, don't you know?
Not at all. That's hilarious.
Well, it was a pleasure to meet you.
I love you from Minnesota, but the Vikings.
It was a pleasure to meet you. Go Vikings and go Detroit Lakes Lakers.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. It was a pleasure to meet you, too. Go Big Red.
Wow.
That's what we say in Detroit Lakes.
That was serious right there. Lakers.
Yeah. It's really original.
I'm a Minnesota thing.
I hope you enjoyed your time on the show, and I'm going to leave now, Ron and Michelle. Nice talking to you guys again.
Thanks,
awesome.
Okay, no problem. I was just getting ready to say goodnight to Cornfed. For me and Michelle can talk about a couple things real quick. And
thank you, Cornfed, so much for calling in. It was such a pleasure.
Yes,
and
I think we'll see you soon. I know. Yeah, we'll have to catch up and hopefully get that trip planned. So,
before you go, can you do this for us? Can you do this for us? I have a quick thing I want you to do. I want you to say, hey, you're listening to Manic Monday with Michelle Costa and Ron Rad, and I'm, you know, or first start me with your name. Hey, this is Cornfed from, you might want to say Real Chance of Love, I Love Money, you know, whatever you want, how
let's
you want
to
do it.
You know what I mean?
That's what I was thinking. Let's stick with I Love Money. So say something like, hey, this is Cornfed from I Love Money, or VH1, I Love Money, you know. I just talked to Michelle and Ron on Manic Monday, or whatever you want to do. Put your flavor to it. You want to do that real quick for us?
Sure.
Okay, ready? On three. One, two, three.
Hey, this is your girl Cornfed from VH1's I Love Money, and I just talked to Michelle Costa and Ron on Manic Monday, and yeah, it was awesome.
I forgot my last name. It's Ron Rad.
Ron Rad.
So,
that's so much to say.
You did okay till the end. You want to redo it one more time?
Sure. Sorry. I have all these drugs pumped into me.
I thought you did good.
It's okay. Yeah, she did good till she said my name, and then she started to crash.
I know it's not just Ron. It's something, Rad Ron, something.
It's Ron Rad, but Michelle likes to call me Rad Ron, so you can pick whatever way you want to call me. So,
yeah,
let's try
Rad Ron,
time,
though.
Like, you're doing
Ron
great.
Ron Rad.
Whatever you want.
Okay, so I can do it over?
For a nomination. One, two, three.
Hey, what's up? It's your girl Cornfed from VH1's I Love Money, and you're listening to Manic Monday with Michelle Costa and Ron Rad.
That's perfect. Yeah, that's good. We'll have you on again.
Can you please save that laugh afterwards? Just because I think it'd be so funny.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Thank you for calling in.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you, Cornfed. I appreciate it. And we'll talk to you soon. And if you have any last comments you want to give anybody out there, give a shout out, whatever you want. You have a last closing moment.
Okay. Well, I just want to thank everybody so much for tuning in to I Love Money 4. I know that they haven't been advertising it. And everybody that's been watching, thank you for watching. Thanks for being fans. And keep watching. It's a crazy season. And thanks to both of you for having me on your show. It was really fun, and any events that anybody wants me to do for whoever's listening, just hit me up on Facebook, and we'll talk about it. I love to do, like, charity work and stuff like that, so it would be really awesome. So thank you.
Thank you so much.
And have a great night, and have fun, and maybe take out that shirt. Because, you know, you've had it on for a long time now. So.
Yeah, I better.
Poor
Vikings.
Bye.
Well,
talk to you later.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. Hey, you know what, Michelle? Okay.
I really liked
her.
I know.
Yeah, she was awesome. And, you know, after seeing it, when you first said it, who she was. I don't think I recognized the name because, I you know what? I thought, never mind. Anyways, but then I rewatched the videos that, you know, the I Love Money season shows, and I remember who she was and everything. So it was awesome. I really enjoyed it. Hey.
Well, I personally was like a fan of hers. So I just want to be like, I was like, when I went up to her and to say, like, actually, I don't know, I think we both went up to each other at the same time. She's like, oh, my God, I loved you on Big Brother. And I was like, really? She's like, I'm such a Big Brother fan. She's like, I'm super duper. I was like, oh, my God, I'm a fan. It was pretty cool, like, to have a moment like that because you just realize how everybody's just normal, you know, and everybody's a fan. I'm a fan, you know, big fan, and I love meeting everybody. So I'm just glad she called in. It was a great, great, great chat.
Yeah, and I definitely agree with you about, you know, the whole, it was a great chat because, you know, I love these VH1 shows and watching her, like I said, I Love Money. It's just been great. I normally don't like talking about that I haven't watched their show, like Real Chance, but I wanted to be up front with her around that one.
Really?
I,
that's good that you have, but you watch I Love Money, so...
Yeah, I definitely, and I wasn't, back when she was on, I wasn't a VH1 fan. I mean, I might have watched Tool Academy, and I might have watched a little Rock of Love, but, you know, I just didn't have this. Hey, let me do this real quick with you.
Okay.
Survivor, did you like Nay's breakdown this week? We only got 3 minutes. But, did
you
like?
No, I was like, oh my God, I'm thinking she's going to get, like, kicked out for this. And, like, is she breaking down after all that and having, like, the Ida and all that? And then when it came out at the end that she didn't go, and it was Tyrone, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So I was kind of shocked that it was Tyrone. But I think he kind of messed up with that whole chicken thing. So, I don't know.
Have you picked a favorite on, Tar yet?
On Survivor?
No, on Amazing Race. Have you got a favorite?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm still. I just actually finished watching the episode a few hours ago, and I don't have like a favorite. I mean, I like the father and son and like the internet phenomenons, but they did actually really good. They surprised me. I mean, with the whole speed bump and getting ahead, but I don't. But as of right now, I don't have a favorite. What about you?
I'm the same way. I don't really have a favorite, and I think that
I want them to cause more drama within themselves. Like when the next U-turn comes up, like I want to be like, oh yeah, I know exactly who this person is gonna. But there's really nothing going on for anybody to.
Oh, there's one
be
I
like,
don't
I'm
like.
I'm gonna U-turn this person.
Team tattoo.
What?
I don't like the team tattoos.
You don't like what?
Team tattoos have. Team tattoos.
Oh, the tattoo guy. He didn't yell at his wife this time, though.
So, I mean, I really don't like them. But anyways, come back tomorrow night. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow night. Annie won't start till the next week. And next week, we have some opportunities to bring some Big Brother people that we haven't had a chance. So we need to check that. We need to talk and see who we're going to get for next week. We'll ponder that. What do you think?
Ponder.
I mean, we got. I want Libra on Monday night, and I want Enzo. So maybe we need one of those two to call in. You know, so those are two of the people I wanted to get on in the near future. Keep on staying tuned. Keep on looking at. Remember, Scout is going to be the person on Thursday from Survivor. So,
awesome.
Along with Jillian and me. So, we should have a good little show then. And Yao Man will be joining us in the near future for our show, too. So, we had some good shows.
Hey.
I know. Did you hear we had Shambo on Thursday show?
No.
Yeah, that was pretty cool with Ashley.
Yeah, I love Shambo.
She called in. She doesn't do much with Survivor these days, so that was awesome. And last night we had Michael call in with. So we have lots of stuff, you know, going on the Rad Reality Show. Keep on doing it. If you want to donate to the show, you know how to find it over at the www.theradrealityshow.com. Oh, and just to let you know, I'll be sending you Cherry Garcia's address. She's the winner of the shirt.
All right, well, make
so
sure if Cherry's listening out there, if she wants to personalize a certain way, just let me know what you want to personalize as. So.
Yeah, I'll make sure. I was going to contact her tonight or tomorrow anyways. Doing some stuff for the show, so I'll make sure she knows.
She wants, so just make sure it's written all out, and I want to make sure it's perfect.
But I'm still looking forward to the shows that we have coming up, and we have lots of stuff to. And we have this season just beginning. I mean, when I mean by this season, I mean the fall season, and there's lots of events coming up. You're heading out. I know the show's over with, so. If people listening to this on the podcast. But I know you're going out to
I just completed
November.
The Amazing Race, but on Wednesday I'll be doing the Autism Fashion Show. And then my next adventure would be the poker tournament for the Fallen Cops and Firefighters, which I'll keep you guys up to date. So just stay tuned to the next Monday.
And then you should have Toys for Tots.
Toys for Tots, of course, Toys for Tots. Which I had spoken to earlier.
Are you going before Vegas to the, I can't remember if you're the one that I talked to about this already, but are you going to the reality awards or whatever that is that Mark Vaughn's
It's going to be around the same time as a poker tournament, so I haven't decided which one I'm going to. It's kind of like one day after the other, so really depends on my schedule and how it works out. But as of right now, it's just a poker tournament, and I think it's like one day after the other, and I might have some obligation prior, so I don't know yet.
Hey, Michelle, let's say goodnight, but I'm going to call you right back, call you something. I want to throw you an idea real quick that
All right. Can you give me 2 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll call you about 5.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Okay.
Happy Manic Monday.
Happy Manic Monday. Happy birthday to everyone. Jen from BB9, everyone.